What's going on, folks? Welcome to the Bearded Wisdom Podcast. I am your host, Les McDaniel, and I am your peacekeeper on this journey to fight for the highest good of everyone. This show is all about inspiring the uninspired to unstick what is stuck and to liberate that leader within you. But before we unlock all those mysteries, I want to remind you where you can find me on all the social channels. On Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at epicfusion.life. And then when it comes to my other social channels like TikTok and YouTube, you can find me at this wonderful channel called Bearded Wisdom. So we are launching off today a great series around peace. Probably is going to take us about 2 weeks. And so I am excited to share this with you because this can truly be a game changer as we fight to conquer the chaos for greater fulfillment in this life using the greatest tool on the face of the earth. Okay, it's a great, great tool. And I do believe it is a life-changing possibility for you to dive into this particular series and really take it seriously. Take time to pause the podcast so you can actually begin to, well, just to be inspired within. So with that, welcome today. And I look forward to where we're going to take it. Without further ado, let's jump right in.
There comes a time in life where you gotta make a decision. You can write your own story or let someone else tell it for you. This is the show for that time. This is Bearded Wisdom with Les McDaniel.
So today, as we introduce this notion of conquering chaos to find greater fulfillment in life, I really want to ask you a question. I want you to think back about a time. Think back about a time when you really truly experienced peace within. And when you really had the fullness of life flowing through you, where you could sense and just really begin to just sit down and be appreciative and thankful for almost everything that's going on in your life. Your job was good. The people in your life were clicking. You were living in the space of life, in that place in life, where you just really, really just enjoyed being there. You know, for me, that's like my backyard. I have this beautiful backyard where I get to just go outside every morning and sit and drink coffee with the birds and the squirrels. Maybe you've got a place like that. Your job, your provision, everything in your life seemed to be at a place that really resonated with who you really are. And I got to tell you guys that today, as you're thinking about this, I want you to really take that time to just really begin to ask yourself some questions about what is the opposite of that in your life. For many of us, we immediately jump to, well, obviously war is the thing. And we go down this place of saying, well, especially in this day and age, we can look back at the last few years. I mean, from 2020, I don't know if y'all remember what happened between 2020 and 2022. Okay, yeah, I'm sure you remember. But we had this time where, man, all of a sudden, our world of normative ways of doing things in the day-to-day life became all of a sudden chaotic. And we felt this turmoil within us as we were trying to figure out how to blend work and family and friendships that we no longer could really reach out and touch. And we all had to go onto this platform called Zoom and begin to learn how to be experts in this virtual reality world that we are living in to have meetings and accomplish things. It was a time of an extreme chaos that I think we can all very much really begin to understand. And when you look at this idea of peace in our life today, I can tell you that I'm coming to you at a time in my life where there's a lot going on. I'm coming to you at a time where I am essentially working hard to maintain peace in my own life, fighting so that I can help it secure kind of a future with my life, with my wife and my kids and all of these things, because I've entered into a season of being an empty nester. And on top of that, my wife and I, we have an incredible relationship, and we had high hopes of what this time in our life would look like, where we could go when we wanted to go and do what we wanted to do. And yet at this particular juncture, she's actually dealing with quite a bit of challenges with her health. It was, I think, 2 weeks ago this past Saturday that she woke up in the middle of the night and just in excruciating pain, only to find out that on top of several other things that have happened to her since 2016, that she is dealing with a pinched nerve that is literally radiating pain throughout her entire body. And it's these kinds of things that sneak in on us when we haven't set and made a choice within our own lives to understand what peace is and understand what the things that cover over peace that is in our life. And we'll get back to that in a second. These are the important aspects of what we are here to talk about this particular week and maybe even 2 weeks as we move through this series on what are my favorite tool, which is the Peace Index that my partners and I use at Giant. It is a powerful tool that I really can't express to you enough that literally could be a game changer for you. It has been for me. It has been for me this week. It has been for me in the past. And it continues to be something that I turn to. And so, as we go through this series, what I really want to encourage you to do is take your time through this series. Listen to them consecutively, but then go back. There's some exercises that we'll be doing throughout, and it'll give you that opportunity to kind of sit with yourself. Because here's the deal. Chaos is kind of like the laundry of life, if you will. It starts to pile up. I don't know how you do things, but in my house, it kind of sort of piles up on the floor sometimes of life. And yet underneath that floor, underneath all of that, is this beautiful sheen floor that is absolutely gorgeous. But we get done with our dirty clothes and we toss it on top of that floor and then on top of the other clothes. And a little bit before long, you just have this big pile of stuff that's just there. And it feels chaotic. It doesn't feel peaceful. Well, our lives are a little bit like that. At the core of our existence, from the very beginning of our first breath, we came into this world without any of that laundry, that dirty laundry laying on top of us. We had no skeletons in the closet. We had no past that we continued to cling on to. We had no dirt on us that was really keeping us back. But over the years, we begin to pile in all the things and just say, well, I'll deal with this later and I'll deal with this later. And yet, what we do in that moment is sometimes we get so overloaded and we begin to identify with the pile of dirty laundry of our lives rather than the undergirding, that core, that foundation of who we are and what we were created as, which is these beautiful beings that come into life, peaceful, joyful, one step removed from the creator of all things, born into existence in a way that allows us to begin to really nurture. I mean, we are at that point is we're leaning in on those who are around us to support us. And yet today, I can just imagine what you're feeling. Now, as we go through this, and after you've taken some time to really to ask yourself, what was a time in my life where I felt this overwhelming sense of peace? And we then jump into what's going on in our world today with all the things that we are still overcoming, trying to find that new norm. What I want to tell you today is that what we're going to do is we're going to unpack that dirty laundry. We're going to throw that dirty laundry actually into the washing machine, and we're going to dry it, we're going to fold it, we're going to put it all in its place. And it's in that moment, that thing that we have to do continually throughout life is if we're going to wear clothes at all, then we aren't Adam and Eve after all. then in that moment, when we actually order the things of our life, we can begin to move forward specifically in key places in our life that will allow us to find and reclaim that space within us that is peace. Now, I'm not going to argue with you about whether or not we can control peace in our world, but the question is, can we actually find peace in the midst of the storm? And I'm going to just make a big leap there and let you know that we get to choose to see peace and to live in peace no matter what is going on around us in our external environment. There are two types of peace. There's the external and there's the internal. And so many of us get so caught up in that external reality, I know I do, that we forget about what's going on inside of us. And we get so bogged down and we begin to identify as that thing that is external within us. And so we're going to discover five areas that we're going to focus in on how to begin to find peace. And this is called our Peace Index, and we're going to dive into them. And so I want to start with this introduction as a place to begin to, well, just kind of get a measuring stick. And so I want you to write down these five words. And then what you'll see here, this is the Peace Index. There are five spaces, and we're going to dive into each one of them. Purpose, people, place, personal health, and provision. These five are kind of the determining factors that we have found in the community we call Giant, among all of my Giant friends. And oh, by the way, we're also going to be looking at, and all of this is, you can find this resource even today if you want to buy the book, The Peace Index by Jeremy Kubitschek. And what I can tell you is that in this, this book, you're going to discover, and in this podcast, you're going to find ways in which you can begin to discover more clearly where you might align with peace in these spaces. And so in each of these spaces, I want you to go ahead and I really want us to define deep down what these things are for you. And so we're going to start with purpose. And what purpose really is, well, it's kind of what I'm doing here. I'm living into this thing that I know I was born to do. It's not podcasting that I was born to do. It is this idea of helping people find peace in the midst of the chaos that life will throw at it. And I guess you could say I would consider myself an expert in both chaos and peace because I've had so much of it thrown at me, and my wife and I both have had a lot thrown at us, that we are able to actually navigate this world in such a way where we begin to actually see the chaos of our life as a source of looking back to see how God has actually provided for us in ways that we couldn't even imagine. That when we actually began to surrender into this life that was ahead of us around what life could look like, we began to find within us that there was something that is here for us. And I think that's the real key between chaos and the peace that lies within, is that chaos tells us that everything is against us, that we become victims of all the outside external voices that are screaming at us for our attention, telling us that this is what it means to be right. This is what it means to be wrong. And if you don't fall into this camp, then blank. And so war literally is creeping up within us as we move down the road of life, because the people and the powers that be are fighting for our attention. They're fighting for our support. They're fighting for our votes. They're fighting for our money. They're fighting across the board in order to make us not feel peaceful, because ultimately, at the end of the day, it is our pain that we are willing to spend ungodly amounts of money to fix. And the world has grabbed a hold of this, and they've begun to realize that if we begin to nitpick at small little things, they will buy our product in order to make their lips fuller, their body stronger, their overall image look cooler. I mean, all of these things. Everybody's selling you a way to find peace that ultimately demands that they tell you that you aren't, and that you don't have access to it, that you are incapable of doing it on your own. And what we have for you here today is a tool that will allow you to fight for your highest good so that you can then in turn fight for the highest good of others. So let's end today with just let's just do the high level overview of these five areas. So that purpose, it's there. You see it, it's within you. I'm doing it today. I'm living into it. I'm encouraging others. I hope it's encouraging. I'm seeking to inspire the uninspired. I want to liberate leaders in our world so they can live into their truest self. I want to create collaborative environments for people. That is what purpose is all about. What is your purpose? How would you rate your purpose from 0 to 100%? Secondly, the people in your life. This can be a very diverse idea of what it looks like, but really I can tell you that there was a time in my life where I was very plugged into a community, very plugged in, when all sorts of things, the crap of life hit the fan of life, if you will, for us. And we found ourselves trying to nurture my wife as she worked through a lot of stuff that she had going on with her health. And we had to take a break from that community. And when we did, it felt like we lost all the people. And man, my people index went down drastically. It felt like we were alone. It felt like we were here. There was no peace. It was chaotic because we didn't know what to do with the dirty laundry of health that had kept us. And I'll come back to health in just a minute with regard to the same questions. So where are you today? Where are you with the people in your life? Today, I am thrilled to be a part of a great community called Front Row Dads. I'm a part of another group called The Guild. I'm a part of Giant, which is an amazing place to be able to partner with unbelievable giant guides who are just absolutely on fire to bring peace into this world. So where do you rate on 0 to 100%? Next is your place. Like I said, I think earlier, I have this amazing backyard, and we've just recently found this space that is just right for our family to be able to come, where my kids can come home and we can enjoy one another, where we have plenty of space and a backyard that is just so peaceful, where I can go sit and it's in the midst of a neighborhood, but it feels like it's isolated. And so I get to sit and breathe in clean air and to breathe out and serve the trees with my exhales. I mean, it is such a beautiful place to be able to spend my time and meditate. So I wonder, where are you today? I mean, the place you work, how do you love? Is it a place you feel amazing in? Or does it feel cold or clammy or like it's not a comfortable space for you to actually be able to accomplish the goals that you have? Guys, this is something that is under your control. And so where is your place? 0 to 100%. Now, personal health is a key that I think covers a lot of different boundaries, but I mean, it kind of has little tentacles that go out into each of these, but we're really talking about not just physical health. Usually when we talk with people about their personal health, the first thing they do is they jump directly into physical health. Now, my workout's good. I'm strong. I'm eating right. I'm blah, 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 blah. But meanwhile, what we can find out about that is that the rest of our health may not be so good. Our mental health and our spiritual health. You see, this world is truly much bigger than me. I mean, I can say that in obvious reasons. I mean, I'm here speaking to a camera through this microphone to all of you in such a way that would hopefully resonate that this isn't just about me. But when we are thinking about our personal health, we've got to make sure that we are starting to think about this from the framework of our physical health, our mental health, and our spiritual health. So where do you land today on your personal health? 0 to 100%. And last but not least is provision. I got to tell you, this is the one probably of all of them that really has in my entire life has been the place of where I've been the most insecure. And I say all sorts of things around this, but I've made a very good living for myself. I've been very well cared for in my life. And yet it is the one space where I have probably just felt like I don't have the greatest gifts because I don't do the best job when it comes to how I manage my provisions. But I don't want us to get caught up in that particular place of just thinking about this from the perspective of money. This can be broader than that. This can be about, am I well cared for by my family? Do they love me? Am I receiving what I need from those people in my life that gives me, that satiates that desire for a relationship within me? And we're going to talk more about this. And it can come from, am I being taken care of by my boss? Am I appreciated at work, at the office? Is what I'm doing meaningful? There's a provisional aspect of that within my life that comes into play here. So when it comes to provision, answer the question, 0 to 100%, where do you land? And this is going to be kind of the launching pad for us as we kind of move into this space of understanding presence, the presence of peace. And here's where we're going to go. As we are uncovering this idea of external versus internal peace, I want us to recognize that our world so desperately desires this, that the actual response to the chaos in our life, especially when we start to integrate other people in that conversation around the chaos, is really because we have not realized that the best thing for us is to operate within the space of this community as those that don't necessarily have all the answers, but are more transparent about the struggles that we really have. That true authenticity really arrives when we can be honest and be self-aware in these spaces that we are going to be discussing today, the purpose, the place, the people, the personal health, and your provision. These spaces really do. When we can be honest, it is then that we can begin to reclaim peace for ourselves. And what does it look like to have internal peace? And I think that may be one of the key components here. I know for me that when I have internal peace, I find myself, well, I sleep better to start with. I find myself more at peace with those that I am around, whether they're chaotic or not. I find that I become a resource of peace that people can lean into to find greater peace. I remember conversations that I've had with people where I've been at a restaurant before. Way back when, this would happen to me all the time. Still happens, but it used to happen to me all the time at a point in my life where I just felt an unbelievable an unbelievable amount of healthy just everything was going really clicking pretty well for me. We had just started in a community where we were launching into this space of starting a church. And it was like everywhere I would go, I would speak with people and I would hear their chaos and I wouldn't be impacted because I was so connected to source and to the things that were going on and that were happening for me, not against me. I was really allowing life to live through me, even if it was just for a short period of time. I'd walk into restaurants and somebody would walk up to me and just say, I just wanted to let you know that you have a beautiful family and you guys just seem like you just have such a great deal of peace. I'd be out with friends and they would just tell me, you know, I just want a little bit of what you've got because my life just feels so chaotic. And this peace idea is really one of those things that, well, chaos especially ensues. And it's a little bit like our stock market, man. It's just this constant up and down. And I can be in peace and then chaos in a matter of seconds. And I think that's the part that when we can begin to really tap in and to spend some time and energy around this particular peace index, we can find that in these moments where everything external is going crazy and chaotic and the dirty laundry is piling up, we can actually be those who begin to clean up that space where we create boundaries that allow us to order, fold the laundry, clean the laundry, do all the things, not in that order. That'd be kind of weird. Let's fold our laundry, throw it in the laundry, in the washroom. No, that would be weird. But in the proper order, we can clean our clothes, dry our clothes, fold our clothes, and put our clothes in their place. And that we have control to choose the peace that we desire. Those things that are out of our control, we can create boundaries around those where we don't let those in. Instead of choosing the news, we can choose something wholesome like a podcast. Instead of going out with those friends that are constantly bickering and fighting about what's next and how our world is awful and all this stuff, we can begin to trade up our friendships in such a way where we are trade up or call up. We can either call those people up to a standard of what we expect in our relationships with them that is moving towards peace, or we can trade up those relationships and find and ask for people of peace to come into our life that allow us to live more fully with the supportive structure of peace that underlies everything. So I am so pumped. We're going to be moving down the road over the next week. And the first session that we're going to be jumping into is all about our purpose. We're going to be jumping into purpose first. And oh, I forgot to say, but I will go ahead and jump into it later on as well. But each one of these spaces on the Peace Index, there is a leading indicator for our lives that can shift, but usually, at least for me, it has not ever changed. And that is that leading indicator is that one of those five things that if it is out of whack, can literally send everything else into a downward spiral of into chaos. And for me, that is purpose. For many years, that has been a key for me. And I'll discuss that more in this next layer. So I would challenge you, ask yourself, which of these would you give the most weight to? Is it your purpose, your place, your people, your physical health, your personal health, which could be any of the, you could have a little segment inside of that that might be your leading indicator of as well. Or is it your provision in life that ultimately is the leading indicator of how peaceful you feel in this life? So be prepared. We're going to go through this over the next couple days, and I'm excited to see where it goes. Talk to you guys soon. And in the short term, be at peace.
Thanks for listening to the Bearded Wisdom Show. You got a buddy or friend who needs to hear this. Please send them a link. And don't forget to hit that follow button so you can come back and hang out with Les every day.